Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, and thank you so much for finding me today with such a competitive marketplace for sports talk. So many good shows out there and talented hosts. The fact that you're spending some time with me on this Sunday means a ton. Love to hear that whenever I get feedback, both positive and negative. The fact that you're listening is music to my ears. And thank you for tuning in to another installment of the Pony Express, Sirius XM Channel 206 across the world. Worldwide at cbssportsradio.com, the radio.com app, which is free to download to your iPhone or Android today. You can get in touch with me, 855-212-4CBS. Give that number a call, 855-212-4227. Also on Twitter, my personal Twitter is at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us at CBS Sports Radio. In a couple hours, Rob Manfred is going to meet with reporters down in Florida, West Palm Beach, where the Astros are training. He gave an exclusive interview to ESPN this morning. And I'm seriously questioning whether or not Rob Manfred is still fit to be baseball's commissioner. When a Fortune 500 company, when a big corporation suffers a public relations nightmare, when the company has a scandal, the people at the top often pay the price. In order to give stockholders, consumers, what they want, the company needs to undergo a facelift, a change. And in this case of the Houston Astros, it's not just the Astros undergoing a change. I think baseball has a leadership void. Rob Manfred is a labor attorney. He knows labor law. And that has its place. That's important because of all the unions to deal with, baseball's union is the strongest. They have more say over their sport than the NFL's players union or the NBA's players union. Like, Major League Baseball needs a commissioner who can stand up to them. But that doesn't mean everything else goes by the wayside. And judging Rob Manfred based on some of the quotes that have come in from this ESPN interview, I don't think he has his fingers on the pulse of what his players want, what his team's owners outside of the Astros, what they want, what fans want. Now, you have an obligation, I think, to the fans. They pay the bills. You need them. If the fans go away, you're screwed. Because then the television money goes away. And I've heard some in the national baseball media, I've heard some of the national sports media say, well, this scandal's good for baseball because we're talking about it every day. That makes no sense. Was the 94 strike good for baseball? It made it a topic every day. I could name a couple of scandals that go beyond the pale that were black eyes for leagues, but I'm not going to go through every single one here. It's going to waste your time. I don't believe for a second that this is going to, in the end, lead to growth for baseball, material growth for the sport, for the league. Now, let me read for you the transcript. We've got the transcript from Manfred with ESPN today. And I'll give you a chance to react at 855-212-4227. I think Manfred should be ousted. I think that Major League Baseball's owners should band together and throw this guy to the curb. This is what he said about the Astros scandal today. I understand people's desire to have the players pay a price from what went on here. I think if you watch the players, watch their faces when they have to deal with this issue publicly. They have paid a price. To think they're skipping down the road into spring training happy, that's just a mischaracterization of where we are. Having said that, the desire to have actual discipline imposed on them, I understand it, and in a perfect world, it would have happened. We ended up where we are in pursuit of, really, I think, the most important goal of getting the facts and getting them out there for people to know it. The idea that Astros players paid a price or were penalized or were punished because fans are going to boo them now and they're going to have to face hard questions from reporters is laughable. That the court of public opinion, what other people are saying about them, stains them. Check still clears twice a month. Bank account is still probably in what, eight figures? Nine figures in some cases for these guys. Can still earn a living. Can still make a ton of money. Can still play Major League Baseball. They're going to have to listen to fans and deal with reporters, and they're not skipping through spring training? Come on, that's insulting. They're professional baseball players. Criticism comes with the territory. They're seeing a little bit more of it right now. It can go in one ear and out the other. That's a joke. That's like some kind of intangible punishment that we're not taking into account. The other part of that quote, people need to understand we made a deal. We needed, what Rob Manfred is saying is, in order to get information, we needed to let these players off the hook. So what they did was they came in and they squealed on, they admitted that there was something wrong. And in doing so, they threw their manager and their GM under the bus. So once they knew they weren't going to get in trouble, they were willing to say whatever they wanted because they knew that other people were going to have to pay the consequences, pay the price, not them. This guy's Major League Baseball's commissioner. He's floating out ideas like basically bastardizing the entire playoff, the entire regular season, watering down the playoffs to the point where like 500 teams are going to get in after playing 162 games. He's trying to mess with, you know, the first clock in baseball. It was Manfred and Replay are partly to blame for this. All this technology exists because they wanted to make sure that ticky-tack things got overturned. The sport is going in a terrible direction. I think they have bad leadership. I think Manfred underestimated the scope of this and the way that not only fans were going to react to it, but the way that players within the sport were going to react to it. More from Manfred to ESPN. Quote, the idea of putting an asterisk or asking for a piece of metal back seems like a futile act. People will always know that something was different about the 2017 season, and whether we made that decision right or wrong, we undertook a thorough investigation and had the intestinal fortitude to share the results of that investigation, even though those results were not pretty. So now he wants a pat on the back because baseball was transparent about what it found, which I think is kind of an indirect shot at Goodell for the Spygate thing, don't you think? Hey, we didn't burn the tapes. We showed you. We had the intestinal fortitude to show you what was out there. We showed you, but then we didn't really punish them. Actually removing the championship banners and taking away their rings instead of leaving people to their own devices to make up their own minds, there is a huge difference between those two things. Because if baseball actually were to do that, that would be a clear message that they don't think that that championship was earned. They agree with the players that the Astros cheated everybody else. They didn't earn that championship. They broke the rules to get it. And so what Rob Manfred is missing, he wants to, like, you know, get kids into baseball and all this crap. Well, when you have an example like this of systemic cheating, you want to send a message, you want to have a Little League Classic, how about you show them that when there's wide-scale cheating going on, that those cheaters won't prosper. What they did doesn't count. I mean, baseball put an asterisk on Roger Maris for decades because he had 162 games to hit 61 home runs. And now Manfred says, well, what actually, it's futile to take their trophies and banners away. No, it's not. It would show everybody that your investigation yielded all kinds of results, stained and tainted their World Series, and you think World Series need to be won on the field, not in some replay room with some trash can banging in the background. I thought Bud Selig was a bad commissioner. This guy takes the cake. Rob Manfred actually believes that he did enough to punish the Astros. And that players are going to have to deal with the way you treat them. That's punishment enough. That you booing them or hating on the Astros is enough of a punishment. What do you think? I think this is some of the worst. And look, Goodell has made a ton of mistakes. I think this is the worst crisis management I have ever seen from a commissioner. Reading back these quotes, this interview, if I was Hal Steinbrenner, if I was the Will Pons, if I'm, you know, the group in L.A. with the Dodgers, Moreno in L.A. with the Angels, the Angelos family in Baltimore, I'm getting together and I'm finding a new commissioner because this guy's in over his head. He's clueless. He's got no sense for what the other teams want and what the players in Major League Baseball want. They want justice. I want to get your thoughts. What would you have done to the Astros? What do you think is the appropriate punishment? Manfred said he's done enough. What do you think? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. I want your opinion. I want America to weigh in on this. Says the Astros players have paid a price because reporters have been mean to them. That they've had to ask and answer hard questions and doesn't think that taking banners away means anything or would do anything. What's your response to that? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
Coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. I think Rob Manfred here, the commissioner of baseball, and I hope he gets grilled by reporters later today after his interview with ESPN this morning. You know, just what the world needs, another lawyer. I think he's letting his legal expertise, his attorney hat, get in the way of what he really should be. And that is baseball's ombudsman, baseball's shepherd, baseball's steward. Think about what's best for the game. Not what's best for labor relations between the players and the owners. And that's why the penalties against the Astros and their players are so light. And that's why Manfred has to come up with these BS reasons why the Astros are really getting punished or feeling the heat or suffering, but we don't see it. Just because they're not tangible punishments doesn't mean they're not there. That these guys are going to be branded as cheaters for the rest of their lives. You could actually cheat and take PEDs, and because it's been collectively bargained, miss a half season and miss a postseason. But because this wasn't collectively bargained, there was nothing in the CBA about it, in the rule book, these guys are fine. They get immunity, they get a slap on the wrist, they get a couple of harsh words from their peers and fans, and that's it. Manfred thinks, you know, taking away the rings and the banners wouldn't do anything either. Not doing what's right for baseball, way in over his head as commissioner. And he's trying to distract us with things like expanding the playoffs. That story getting leaked this week or last week was not a mistake. The whole point of that was to try to get us, the national baseball media, the national sports media, to talk about something else other than the Astros. Deflection. Don't look at the scandal. Look over here. Tried to trick us with a dumb idea. Want to get your thoughts at 855-212-4227. That number sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Across the world, radio.com app, cbsportsradio.com. You can tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Love it when people listen in their car. Get out. Continue to listen on our other platforms, including smart speakers like Alexa and the radio.com app on your phone. Here's Malik in Houston on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Malik. Malik, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I want to preface with saying I'm a military veteran, Army infantry, accountability, responsibility, all times, all time, every time. So the way that I feel as a fan is going to be tough because everywhere I go, I rock the colors, which I always will because I grew up loving Mike Scott. Wish I could fish like Nolan Ryan, sitting down like Bagwell and trying to hit. And, you know, my former uncle, Ryan Bowen, played for a little bit, cup of coffee, got ball signed by Kim Cabinet and Heroes. I'll go on and on and on. But long story short is, as a fan, now our Astros fans, we got to travel around the nation and take some heat that we shouldn't. But for me as a fan, I also look at it from the standpoint. Is if you're going to be coming the way Manfred handled the situation was we have a new ball with Silver. He handled it poorly across the board. But at the same time, when I look at it, I say, look, what are you going to do with 162 games that led up to that championship game? If Carlos Beltran and other players And other individuals, let me see if I can make my point real quick on this. I would like to follow the rabbit hole, and I would love to see the L.A. Dodgers fans and your Yankee fans. I don't even see that. I don't hear any Boston Red Sox fans or other fans. If you have an issue, allow MLB to come into your clubhouse, and let's take a look at how far the rabbit hole goes. Also, too, with that point, is looking at everything that led up to the series, we need to look at it from a big 1,000-foot view. Every play was made. Everything like is Manfred going to do that? Of course not. So when I look at my team and what's going to happen in the future, I will be honest and simply say, beat us. I love it. I love him, and I'm very excited. I got Mike Fiers in that game and in Oakland. I got his circle. Dodgers, I've never been amped up since I was a kid. Well, I'm 62 game season.
Thanks, Malik. I mean, Houston's attitude is absolutely going to be a us against the world, as it often is when a team feels like it's getting targeted or feels like it's getting beaten up on. I mean, Patriots fans made that a cottage industry. You know, Goodell was the bad guy. Other fan bases are jealous. That's what usually happens in these situations. I notice with this story that the player-on-player crime, in terms of players willing to put their name on something and take shots at other guys, is at an all-time high. I think what happened with the steroid era is that it was so prevalent, it was so commonplace, it was so widespread, there were too many glass houses. And so a lot of players couldn't really speak their mind on steroids because they were either doing it themselves or they had teammates a locker stall or two over who were. In this case, it is not just Dodgers sour grapes or Yankees sour grapes. It's players all over baseball. Chris Bryant, Tommy Pham, Trevor Bauer, Mike Clevenger, Chris Archer. Players that don't really have a bone to pick with the Astros, who are furious. I've never seen this kind of thing before. Yeah, I think those guys have a bone to pick with their union. Why is we don't want our union protecting, there's hundreds of us, and we're going to great lengths to protect like 50 guys who cheated the game, who cheated other union members out of championships and endorsements and wins and home runs and strikeouts. Jason's in Oregon on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jason. Kyle in Arizona. Kyle's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Kyle.
Good morning.
Hey there.
The number one job description of the commissioner of baseball is to sustain and maintain the integrity of the sport. That would be my first question at the press conference. Have you sustained and maintained the integrity of the game? I look back at McGuire and Bonds and Sosa. That was definitely maintaining the integrity of the game. And I don't know what he's thinking. It smells and feels like politics to me. Falls far short of anything meaningful. And I agree with you. The union should be the one carrying the water on this one to get involved and say what they did is taking away from our very integrity.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I don't feel like the steroid era, now looking back on it, it's not the black eye on the sport that we thought it probably was at the time, because it was so widespread. And so, in a weird way, it was almost a level playing field. This clearly isn't. And I think if it were, I think if it was, I think if more teams were acting like this, were copying the Astros, we would have found out about it by now. Somebody else would have leaked it to one of these reporters, probably an Astro staffer or player, and said, you think we got skeletons in our closet? Here's a tip. Go take a look at the Brewers or the Diamondbacks or the Mariners. You think what we were doing was bad? Wait until you get a load of this. That hasn't happened. And until then, it's all about the Astros and I guess, too, the Red Sox, just because Boston made the mistake of hiring Houston people. So Rob Manfred stands by his discipline. He thinks he's punished the Astros enough. He thinks their players who were involved in this are suffering enough. I think he's letting down baseball. I think he should be removed as commissioner. I don't buy that all publicity is good publicity, that this in the long run is good for baseball. 855-212-4CBS to get your opinion heard. I'd love to hear it. I really would. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. You can follow me on Twitter at The Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us at CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
Okay, that's new Astros manager Dusty Baker on premeditated retaliation. Pitchers taking it into their own hands and going after Astros hitters this year. Some thoughts on that. You can follow them at The Pony Express on Twitter, at P-O-N-I. Conversation continues after the show there. You can always go back and listen, radio.com. Go to CBS Sports Radio. There's a rewind function there that lets you listen back. Back in the 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific hour, we talked about what baseball should have done to the Astros. Rob Manfred set to talk to reporters in a little bit here. And he told ESPN today that there's going to be longer suspensions, bigger fines this year for intentional beanings. That if Major League Baseball believes you threw at someone on purpose, expect bigger fines and longer suspensions. I'm of two minds on this. You know, I think it's dangerous to throw a baseball above the letters at a hitter. I think that, you know, that's one of the old school unwritten rules that has been passed down baseball generation to baseball generation. I think it's archaic. I think it's kind of barbaric. I don't think there's a lot of justification for it. But at the same time, when the league doesn't do enough, I understand why players want to dole out vigilante justice and take matters into their own hands. You know, if baseball were ruling with an iron fist here, if they were throwing the book at the Astros and guys still wanted their pound of flesh, I think that would be over the top. That would be too much. But none of the players are getting disciplined. And players on other teams are taking it personally. They're taking it really hard. Like, you tried to take money out of my pocket. You tried to take food off of my family's table. You kept me from winning championships because you cheated. And that's why they want to go after these guys. And I appreciate that. And so, you know, baseball wants to stress safety here, but I think they would have been better off just letting the game police itself. Because now you're only going to fire up players more by warning them before the season even starts. We're going to protect the Astros. Don't even think about it. That's the last thing players want to hear. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Here's Paul in Las Vegas. He's on the Pony Express. Hi, Paul.
Andrew, thanks for putting me on. I love this topic.
Thank you.
I'll make three quick points, if I may. First of all, the Astros should get 5 years, no postseason. Anybody who went there as a free agent this year should be allowed to leave as a free agent if they want. Okay. Number two, I'm sick and tired, and I played ball at a high level, never made it to the bigs. I'm sick and tired of people saying the cheating's been going on in baseball forever. If a third base coach can't hide giving the hit and run to a batter and I steal it from the dugout, that's gamesmanship.
Yep, that's on him.
That's not cheating. If you use electronics to tell the batter what the pitch is, that's cheating. Do you know how easy baseball is if you know what pitch is coming? Give me a break. That's batting practice.
Yep.
That's not baseball. Lastly, I have a nephew who represents all the major leagues. He represents Major League Baseball, hockey, basketball, that kind of stuff, his firm.
Mm-hmm.
What he has told me is these guys have opened themselves up, and that's why he's not going out. He gave the players immunity because that opens them up to lawsuits, individual lawsuits. What you have going on is this. You've committed fraud. So if you're telling me that Major League Baseball is on the up and up, but you did this, the Astros committed fraud. If you contend that it's not on the up and up, which a cynical bookmaker might say that about all sports since they control their content, then mm-hmm. you are admitting that baseball is for entertainment only. And it's not on the up and up. You are going to have, I don't know, whoever lost to Houston before Houston went to the World Series or whatever, for instance. Say they beat Cleveland. I can't remember who it was.
The Yankees.
Yankees. You could have a Yankees janitor sue Houston for loss of wages because they maybe should have had two more World Series games or three more World Series games in New York. The litigation is going to be huge here. Just huge.
Thanks, Paul. We've already seen some of that. We've seen one player come out already, and we've seen a daily fantasy professional. We've already seen some of that. Now, remember, you had Congress that tried to get involved in the Patriot scandal. That didn't go anywhere. Arlen Specter. So you've had, you know, the government wanted, you know, remember these leagues are tax exempt. So our federal government feels like they should have some say. Okay. I mean, to me, that's not that the government is the solution to everything, but if you're going to give them a break on taxes, if you're going to give them a sweetheart of a deal, you should have some say into it. And so, you know, I'm guessing some enterprising politician somewhere in one of these places will want to bring it to some kind of either local or state or federal government. I mean, that you already had in LA, I think, what, like either the mayor's office or the city council there tried to retroactively give the Dodgers the World Series in 2017. You're going to see... I'm with Paul on that. I think you're going to see a ton of that. Regardless of what Rob Manfred said or didn't say today. Here's Bucky in Pennsylvania on CBS Sports Radio. Here is Jeff in Louisiana. Hi, Jeff. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you doing today, sir?
Hey.
Hey, great show you have going on. I just want to ask your opinion because I've been listening pretty intently. And Which league do you think is managing their controversy the worst? Because, you know, the football seems like they didn't handle the Myles Garrett thing very well. And then baseball mm-hmm. here, Rob Manfred, seems like he's kind of messed up things here with the Astros. But, you know, I think that Myles Garrett is going to face retaliation as well. Maybe from the Steelers. I mean, they'll be probably watching that game a little bit more. But I think players around the league might take a shot at him, his knee. He better watch himself around the woodpile.
Yeah, I think... I think it's harder to screw up the NFL because it's almost the quality of the game, and there's so much interest in it, it's almost impossible for fans to, you know, quit watching the NFL or to boycott the NFL. We've seen things. Thank you for listening, Jeff. We've seen those threats get made over past controversies. The anthem controversy, Kaepernick, obviously. And those issues were irrelevant, unnoticed. The games went on. The Super Bowl went on. Ratings have picked back up. If there was any protest, it was short-lived. And so I think Goodell handles every situation, I think, with that in mind. Don't have to make the right decision. Just have to make the decision that will have the fewest or smallest ripple effect. And I think Major League Baseball miscalculated this with the Astros. And I think, look, Major League Baseball wants to be the NFL. They want to be America's pastime again. They want to be the number one sport. I think baseball felt, with this Astros thing, like they were doing more than the NFL did with Spygate. And I think they were taking a victory lap for it when the punishments got handed down. But I think we learned a valuable lesson that what the Astros were doing has been viewed by the people within the game, by the managers, by the players, by the active participants, to be a far bigger offense, a more egregious offense than what New England did. And so that's where, and the chief culprits went undisciplined. You know, I don't think Tom Brady was the spearhead or was the driving force behind Spygate. The NFL punished the right people. Now, they didn't do enough, but the right people paid the price. This was player orchestrated. And no player's going to get disciplined. And Rob Manfred is saying, well, these guys are dealing with enough. Do they look like they're happy-go-lucky? Do they look excited for spring training? As if playing on our emotional heartstrings is going to make us feel sorry for Astros players. All right, I've run out of time. Can't wait to do it again next week. 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.